From Washington, this is VOA News. Five killed in Palestinian attack on Jerusalem synagogue. Iraq urged to join International Criminal Court. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Two Palestinians armed with a meat cleaver, a gun, and knives burst into a Jerusalem synagogue Tuesday, killing four worshippers during morning prayers before being shot dead by police. Police say the victims were Israelis with dual nationality, three Americans and one British. All four were rabbis. A policeman also died. Seven other people were wounded. Mark Regev is an Israeli spokesman.
Ultimately, today what is needed is for the international community to unequivocally condemn the Palestinian Authority for competing with the Islamist radicals in propagating a culture of violence and hatred.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel will respond to the attack. He immediately ordered demolition of the attackers' homes. He blamed incitement by the militant group Hamas and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Abbas also condemned the attack and called for an end to Israeli provocations at religious sites sacred to both Jews and Muslims. President Barack Obama says the fight against Ebola has a long way to go, despite success in treating cases diagnosed in the United States. In remarks at the White House Tuesday, after a briefing with his Ebola response team, Mr. Obama said continuation of the outbreak in Africa makes clear how important it is to sustain the fight against the disease. Michel Kafando was sworn in as Burkina Faso's interim president. He now has a job of steering the West African country back to civilian rule. The new president must also name a prime minister and help create a 25-person interim government. This is VOA News. President Vladimir Putin is accusing the United States of seeking to subdue Russia just days after receiving a frosty reception at the G20 meeting in Australia and following fresh accusations that Moscow is putting increasing military pressure on Ukraine. When asked at a meeting of supporters in Moscow on Tuesday whether the U.S. is trying to humiliate Russia, Mr. Putin said no one has ever been able to subjugate Russia and never will. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia has launched a serious military buildup both inside Ukraine and along its shared border.
And we speak about troops, we speak about equipment, and we speak also about artillery and very modern air defense systems. So this is a serious military buildup, and we call on Russia to pull back its troops and contribute to a peaceful agreement.
Speaking Tuesday in Brussels, Mr. Stoltenberg urged Russia to pull back its troops and contribute to a peaceful settlement in Ukraine. A key UN Human Rights Committee passed a resolution urging the UN Security Council to consider referring North Korea to the International Criminal Court for alleged crimes against humanity. North Korea has repeatedly denied committing human rights atrocities, instead accusing the United States and its allies of trying to discredit and overthrow the leadership in Pyongyang. The UN High Commission for Human Rights urged Iraq Tuesday to join the International Criminal Court to address grave human rights violations perpetrated by the Islamic State group and other parties that have led to the deaths of thousands and displacement of more than 2 million people in the country. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
In his first briefing to the 15-nation council since taking up his post in September, UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayed Raad al-Hussein said the crimes committed by Islamic State fighters are so monstrous that they should be examined by the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
The scale and violence of ISIL's brutality toward civilians shreds every principle relevant to human rights.
He warned that genocide may have been committed in Iraq, particularly with regard to Islamic State atrocities committed against the Yazidi religious minority. He said ISIL has also committed war crimes. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A new report says the number of people killed in terrorist attacks rose more than 60%. Between 2012 and 2013, due largely to unrest in the Middle East and Nigeria. The report by the Institute for Economics and Peace says there were just under 18,000 deaths from terrorism in 2013. That's about 7,000 more than the previous year. The Australian-based group in its Global Terrorism Index says more than 80% of those deaths occurred in five countries: Iraq, Syria, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.